think my experience with Krishna was a gift sent by God. I think that it was a pure experience. I don't seem to believe it was a hallucination. But did it change me to the point where I'm a pure person with good intentions and no mean-spiritedness? Maybe to some minuscule degree, but a lot of the behaviors I exhibit are a choice. And that choice is something that sometimes plagues me, because I feel like I put myself in my own jail cell with my reactions, ideas, and emotions. I sometimes feel like I have created my very own padded room. But somebody who I feel is doing a great disservice to the mental health question and exactly what is going on a mass scale is somebody who appeared on a Gabcast not that long ago, Stella. And some people, whoever's listening to this or whoever my detractors are, you may sort of like associate some of my behavior with some of the behavior Stella has exhibited. But I personally don't think that's the case. Stella is a guy who calls himself the Holy Ghost. He called me Azazel this week. He does YouTube videos about 5G and anti-Trump and a whole lot of other stuff. He talks about the Voynich manuscript and all that kind of stuff. And he's been working for years on signals from space or whatever the fuck he's talking about. Now this guy, he bragged recently about being, I think, 24 days in a psycho ward. He called it a psycho ward. It's actually called a psych ward. And I actually feel sorry for this person, because I feel pity. Not sorry. I feel pity for this person because his behavior is shameful, and I do believe he's got a daughter. She was heard in the background trying to grab herself an ice cream from the freezer in the episode in which Stella appeared with Michael Van Deven. And Michael Van Deven was talking to him about a whole lot of this stuff, this esoteric stuff and whatever. But something that I just really didn't grasp was what the guy was talking about. I don't know fuck all about Voynich manuscripts, and I don't believe that 5G is cooking people's insides, and and the bottom line is I don't believe that Stella is bipolar. He talks about his things like his manic states from a place of braggadocio. I think that it is very unhealthy, and I think that it is wrong that a person like him, who is fully capable of insight, is occupying hospital beds in this age when we are going through a pandemic worldwide. That's what you call a leech. That's what you call a pustule on the backside of humanity. Like barnacles on a whale, taking full advantage of the welfare state because he can pretend his way to being admitted, talking about being suicidal and stuff. Fuck off. You don't know fuck all about that shit. And the reason I know that he's a fake is because he wants to talk about this stuff on the Gabcast with MV again. Nobody is interested in your trips to the fucking ER because you want to push a bullet in your mug. You want to push a bullet in your mug? Go ahead. Do you want to know something? I I don't ever talk about my mental illness. Well, I don't think I have. I don't ever talk about it to garner sympathy. Brig apparently thought that's what I was trying to do. But that is not what I was trying to do. I was not trying to garner any sympathy whatsoever. I did talk about myself quite a bit because, and this is, you know, straight from the heart. I'm being sincere and earnest when I tell you this. I'm being genuine. The only thing that I can really talk about from an authoritative standpoint and from an accurate standpoint and convey to you with any real being informed and up on it is my thoughts or my feelings on something. Mainly my thoughts, but I am also emotional. So I talk about things from an aspect of personal experience and whatever I've gone through in my life. The problem with Stella, and a problem with a lot of these people on Belgab, and I've been called weird in my time. I've been called weird by people. I guess I am somewhat eccentric. But there are people on these boards, people like Stella, who go around trying to be peculiar. Shrednu Vashta just admitted in a post earlier this week that he tries to be interesting. I find that sad. I find that tragic. I find it a disgraceful state of affairs, quite frankly. If you have to try and pretend to be interesting, rather just go jump off a cliff or walk into traffic. The world doesn't need people trying to be weird for the sake of it, man. Now, it's over said on Belgab in response to Stella's proclamation about just being discharged from a psycho ward. He wrote, "Welcome, post often." Which is, of course, a tagline that MV used to say to people when they first signed up on Belgia. Now, on Belgia, but now Stella's no, you know, he's been around for some time. But the thing that fascinates me is, why would you want to go on the Gabcast and talk about your personal problems of being admitted to a psycho ward? You psycho. If you're proud of that, if you're sharing that with people in a way that's, in the way that he does it, there's just something about the way that Stella conveys to people what he's been through that seems to me to be inauthentic. There is so much of this going around today. People who I can see straight through like a cheap glass. There was even this, I'm going to have to try and be diplomatic here. There was this woman who was going out with a very good friend of mine. And there was an interview conducted with her by a guy, a local guy that I know that I know from around the city that I reside in. Now, this podcast was an interview with her about her creative pursuits. Now this bitch, and apologies if you're listening to this, my friend, I'm talking about. I mean, now this bitch, I call her a bitch because this bitch had her mind infected by siblings and left my buddy, who is the fucking salt of the earth. But this bitch, when I was listening to this bitch answer fucking questions in this interview, and a lot of people do this to my buddy, she had been influenced and encouraged by the person who she dumped to pursue so much of her creative endeavors, to build up confidence. So much encouragement and confidence was given to her by him. And I feel like She rode the willing horse as far as it would go. And this is the same reason. The reason I bring this up is because I can see right through and hear right through when someone's bullshitting me or someone's trying to bullshit someone else. When somebody cites some sort of a intellectual or some sort of a classic, some sort of classic. Schrödinger does this sometimes. He talks about Faulkner and, you know, K-Dub talks about Emerson. No beef with K-Dub. I'm talking about Schrödinger being a fucking pretentious asshole. But you have to give it a little bit more than name-dropping pop culture icons. And don't be ashamed of your past. Don't try and reinvent yourself as some sort of scene kid. If you fucking grew up in a rural area or on a farm in the country, why do people like that grow up and try relocate to the city and become city people and change their whole appearance and take on a different sort of... They try and change everything about themselves because they have such low self-esteem. They can't just be themselves. And this is the very same thing that Stella's done. Now, it's been told to me by Metron that Jackstar has been biting my style. I've left that in the past because I actually don't give a fuck. That's all Jackstar's ever done. Is copy-pasted off 8Cun. Infinity Chan. But Stella, I'm not saying is biting me because that would be an insult to myself. Stella, don't dare go around trying to pretend that your bipolar diagnosis is some sort of badge of honor. You are a disgrace. You are a disgrace of a human being. And this is Azazel talking to you, by the way. You are not the Holy Ghost. You do not seem to understand the eternal consequences of blaspheming against the Spirit of God. You know, people throwing around God damn or Jesus Christ. If you start to attack the Holy Spirit, and I fear the Holy Spirit more than anything in this world, more than demons. I'm a spirit of God fearing man. If you sit around and blaspheme the name of the Holy Ghost, you are checking yourself in to Hades for an eternity, and you are not going to come back here in a second life. You are not going to get a do-over. If you think it's funny, if you think you can get away with blaspheming against the Spirit of God with a fake bipolar diagnosis, you've got another thing coming. I thought Stella was refreshing when I heard him on the Gabcast, but he's turned out to be nothing but an inconsistent piece of shit that dons some sort of a quote-unquote mental illness as a disguise or a costume. It seems everyone's biting my style left, right, and center. I don't need to sit here and try and be anybody else. I've been Azaray from day one. Day one. Why do I need you? Why do I need you biting at my backside, trying to steal my work? It's disappointing. That's why I always reiterate the same old refrain. Follow your own star. Follow your own star means follow that visceral part inside yourself that communicates your true essence. Don't pick and choose and plagiarize from anybody else. Don't try and cobble together some sort of fake personality that you want to present to the internet. It's not going to work. It never will. Never. And I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about you, Stella. Aside from all the insults, because I just don't like you, I think that you just don't understand what you're playing with here. I've spent a good deal of my life in the dark. I've spent a good deal of my life in the clutches of Satan, his underlings, Lucifer. But there comes a time when you need to rise like a phoenix from the ashes. And a mask should never be part of that. If you've got insight into your mental illness, I'm starting to wonder if you even have one. Anybody. I'm not singling Stella out here, but he's the reason why I started this discussion. If you've got insight into your mental illness, I question whether or not you're faking it. There was not long ago, I was listening to Peter Bregan, who I actually don't like, but you see, I listen to people whose views I don't agree with. He was talking to this, I think he was a professor of something, I can't remember what, literature maybe, history. And he was talking about a study that a psychiatrist did. They went undercover and they checked themselves into hospital by saying that they heard voices and they were faking it. And they got led into hospital beds, just like that. And I thought to myself, with people like Stella walking around, I mean, I remember not long ago, a month or two, starting to think like, did all the stuff that I went through really happen? Am I an imposter? Am I on this medication and I never really needed it? Did I ever hear voices? Because you see, it numbs your psyche to a certain degree so that those things don't bother you. The paranoia I once lived with is no longer there. It's no longer a part of my life because the medication took it away. Coupled with exercise and a healthier diet and socializing with others. Choosing healthier options. I know none of that is fun for Belgad. But you go through all of that, and I tell you one thing. You can lie to everybody else, Stella. You can lie to everybody else, whoever you are out there. But in your heart, you know what you've done. You know your dishonesty will eat you alive. And if it doesn't, you seriously do have a problem. There are far too many people on psychiatric drugs that don't need them. I thought I had insight into my mental illness. But you know what? It was somebody else who pointed out to me when I was really going downhill. It wasn't me checking myself into an ER. That shouldn't be allowed as far as I'm concerned. Because you get people like Stella that think it's some sort of a fucking joyride. Place to have fun and unwind a bit. Oh, I'm going to check myself into hospital. Tell them I'm thinking of killing myself. If I were part of that hospital staff, I would say, you know what, buddy, fuck off. That's why they need people with an intuition like me, a claircognizance, clairvoyance. You think I asked for this? I was gifted it by God. By God. I don't mess with the devil. I don't run with a legion of demons. I worship the one true God. I believe that the Son of God, the Nazarene, Jesus, the Christ, was not created artificially, but he died for our sins. It may be hard for you to accept, but those are my beliefs. And I don't go around, if I ever did go around, let me say, if I ever did go around and I exhibited behavior which made it seem like I was using my illness as an excuse, I sincerely apologize for that. Because the way Stella behaves, how anybody would think that it's interesting going through some sort of a mental breakdown. Go read my descent into psychosis on Belgab in the Archive of Old Threads section. or in the health section of ASGAD, the same content, My Descent into Psychosis. Billy Pineapple said to me that I've got a book in me that I must continue to write. He started listening to my podcasts. Go read My Descent into Psychosis. That's me trying to understand what happened to me and documenting it. People ask me questions. The difference between me and Stella is that nobody asked Stella. Nobody wants to know what Stella's going through. There are so many people trying to be so many things on Belgab. And that's not Van der Hoeven's fault. It's not his fault. Is it his fault that he's fostered an outlet for hate speech? You can't take the good without the bad. But the one thing I draw a line at is the blasphemy associated with Stella. That made me write him off. And that made me know he's a faker. And let me tell you something. I can pick up on energies like that. And when I say something is the case, it most certainly is. I've learned that skill. I'm just as skilled a remote viewer without sitting with pen to paper as Major Ed Dames ever was. And I'm not trying to sell you a bill of goods. I'm not trying to get on coast. I'm just doing my thing in my own sketchbook on my own corner of the web. And if you're along for the ride, that's great. But I will always call you when you're shit. And I'm a sensitive man. I am a loving man. I am a caring man. I am a kind person with a generous heart. And that's why I give away my story the way I do. From a truthful perspective. Not from something thumb-sucked and dreamt up about codes about the Voynich manuscript. The problem with people is they try and complicate things by citing things they think other people like or are interested in. Why don't you just come out and admit it's gibberish? Sitting around making calculations about codes, saying there's signs and everything. Let me tell you something, that's not synchronicity. That is mental illness. But it's not bipolar. Not by a long shot. You know, quite frankly, if Stella were here right now, I would want to strangle the fucking life out of that man. And I swear to God, I'll sun him if this keeps up. I'm gonna phone into maybe the next Gabcast or one of the Gabcasts when I'm up, and I'm actually gonna take Stella to task. I'm gonna tell him that he's a fucking fraud, he's a charlatan, and nothing he says has any merit or value. I can see bullshit from a mile away. Don't try and fucking talk to me about the classics. Don't try and talk to me about things you think I will like, because you cited them in that part of pop culture. And that's not just because I'm into things that no one else is into. And it's this new pseudo-hipster culture where I'm into things so underground that you've never heard of them. But you'll never hear from me. You'll never hear from me trying to cite some sort of obscure author who wrote some great that you probably never read, but you bought and put on your bookshelf so somebody interesting would fuck you. You think I haven't read Nietzsche, Kierkegaard, the Marquis de Sade? I don't need to sit here and justify myself to you, Shadowbox, the way I have in the past. reach down inside yourself, and it may look like a reinvention to others, but I feel this message is necessary. Be who you really are. Show people who and what you're really about. If you're sitting around and you're battling to make friends, or you can't find somebody to date because nobody's of like mind with you, stop trying so hard and stop being so scared of being lonely and that people are going to leave you. And realize that you're not reflecting your true inner self to others if that's what is occurring in your life. You're just not. You don't want to show the world who you are because you're scared that people aren't going to like it. You don't need to go along with everything that's going on today just to be able to say, hey, you know what? I stand with the little guy. You don't have to play that game. You don't have to be that way. God made you an individual with your own choice to be and pursue what you want. To liberate yourself from the shackles of other people's expectations of you. I guess what I'm trying to articulate in a nutshell is, in essence, don't allow anybody else to influence you to the point where you're trying to fit in with what they like or enjoy. It is better to be alone, completely solitary, engaging in soliloquy such as I, than to be in a room full of idiots and try and fit in with them and injure yourself while doing so. When I gave that up, oh, and boy, were the hangovers getting worse and worse. When I gave up all of that, and I retreated into my inner sanctum, and I started to explore what was within me rather than trying to seek something outside of myself that would quell the pain, that is when I truly open myself up to the place where Krishna actually walked into my life. And I'm not a Hare Krishna. I'm culturally Christian. So if that teaches you anything, it'll teach you this. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. You don't need to follow the hokey trends of the day, whether it be meditation, mindfulness, or some diet, some fad, some exercise regimen to make yourself fit into everybody else's mold. But mental health is a tough one. It's a hard set of steps to climb. Once you get to somewhere near the middle, and you're not running up or down the steps too hard or too fast, there's a certain buoyancy, lightness, and jovial nature to everything you come into contact with. Everything you touch, see, feel, smell, hear. And that to me is when you have attained true enlightenment. Enlightenment, which may look to others to be something other, but which inside yourself, you know, is an enlightenment that no one can ever steal away from you. A joy no one can, an impenetrable joy. No one can penetrate or invade that state of tranquility and peace. And that is what everybody is after. Because if you're chasing the fleeting feeling of happiness every day of your life, I am sad to say that you're never going to get it. Never. I hope that gives you some sort of insight into why being an insincere hack, a fraud, or a charlatan is just not good enough. Stop robbing yourself of true happiness. Be yourself. Be what you're about, regardless of whoever else is interested in it. I say that with love. I say that with kindness, generosity, and respect and love out of my heart to you, my listeners, whether or not you are a perceived enemy of mine, a friend, an acquaintance, or anywhere in between. That's all I have for you today. I bid you adieu, as Gabbers, and good night.